There have been numerous sorrowful events and stories in history, one of them being the massacres and genocides that have occurred at different times and places on this earth. Up till now, hundreds of famous genocides or massacres have been recorded down in history. Some of these massacres have been carried out by the governments of countries. These governments gave different justifications for the massacres. During wars in which armies lose their humanistic attributes as a result of hysterical wildness, they commit atrocious crimes and massacres. Some massacres happen with political motivations, without having any governmental support. And some are merely criminal massacres carried out by individuals or organizations. Some of the famous massacres and genocides in history include Alexander's massacre in the countries he conquered, the Stockholm genocide by the Danish in 1520, in which 100 people were killed, the Cyprus genocide by the Turks in 1570, killing 3,000 people, the genocide of St. Bartholomew's Day in France in 1572, in which the Catholics killed 3,000 Protestants, the massacre of the USSR in 1937, where Stalin's forces killed approximately 1,300,000 people, the Rwanda genocide in 1994, in which the Hutu forces killed 937,000 of the Tutsis tribe and the world just looked on, the Srebrenica genocide in Bosnia and Herzegovina in 1995, in which the Serbs buried 8,000 people alive in this city, the massacre of Darfur in Sudan in 2003, killing 400,000 people, the horrible genocide of the My Lai village in Vietnam in 1968, in which the American soldiers brutally killed 504 people, who were mostly women and children, the massacre of Algeria in 1954, which lasted until 1962, in which the French forces killed 500,000 Algerian Muslims, the massacre of Indonesia in 1965, in which the Suharto regime killed around 1 million people, in the unforgettable genocide of Cambodia, in which 2 million Cambodian people were killed between the years 1975 and 1978 by the Khmer Rouge or Red Cambodians, the Halabja genocide in 1988, in which the cruel government of Saddam Hussein killed 5,000 people of Kurdistan, Iraq, via chemical bombs, these are bitter statistics, but far worse is the fact that these lists are selective and are presented to the people of the world with political motivations. On this list and similar lists which are available to the public on websites, there are no signs of the massacres of the Pahlavi regime. It seems that even 30 years after the downfall of the Pahlavi dynasty, the Westerners support them with all their power and publish none of their crimes in any official documents. In its 53 years of government, the Pahlavi regime carried out several horrible massacres. Among those sorrowful events, we can refer to the massacre of the Muslim people in the Gohar-Shad Mosque in 1935. It was at a time when the people had revolted against the anti-Quranic command of Reza Khan, which was to forbid the Islamic hijab. In the coup of August 18, 1953, The forces of the regime killed people in different cities with the guidance of American officials. The massacre of June 5, 1963 is another evidence of the alienation of the Pahlavi regime from its people. In this massacre, thousands of people were martyred or wounded. Years later, the combatant sons of this country were killed in silence in the dark corners of prisons and in the rifle ranges. However, what disgraced the Pahlavi regime forever was the bloody, extensive, and pre-planned massacre of September 8, 1978. A look at the completion process of this event shows very well the conditions, the effects, as well as the reasons and consequences of the tragedy. On August 19, 1978, at 2 p.m., when the people of Abadan were in their homes due to the intolerable heat of the city, flames filled cinema wrecks and 377 innocent men, women and children were burned to death. Because this event happened on a day that was important to the Pahlavi government and they considered it the day of the people's national revolt for the return of the king in 1953, and because this event took place in a cinema which was considered an important place in those days because the religious forces did not approve of the films, the king's regime most probably had intended to introduce the religious forces as responsible for this arson and to create an anti-humanistic, anti-cultural and dogmatic character in people's minds. The message of Imam Khomeini on this issue acquitted the Muslims and targeted this shame towards the Pahlavi regime. Imam Khomeini, with his constant foresight and wisdom, warned about the repetition of such tragedies and said there is a threat for the honorable people of Iran as the government may repeat these savage and anti-Islamic activities in other cities of Iran to contaminate the pure demonstrations of the brave people of Iran who had watered the roots of Islam with their blood. The history of the Islamic movement in 1977 and 1978 shows that the Pahlavi regime had always inflicted fatal shocks on the people after giving them a couple of little privileges. The tragedy of cinema wrecks happened when the government of Jamshid Almuzgar, which replaced the government of Amir Abbas Hoveyda, was breaking down, and the king was thinking about new deceits and tricks. On August 27, 1978, the government of Jamshid Almuzgar reached the final day of its short term, and Mohammad Reza Pahlavi appointed another servant named Jafar Sharif Emami responsible for forming the cabinet. Sharif Emami was one of the politicians and activists in the government at the time of the second Pahlavi regime and had taken some crucial posts. Before becoming Prime Minister in August 1978, he was the spokesman of the Senate and was considered the lapdog of the king. Sharif Emami, who was experiencing the post of Prime Minister for the second time in his life, called his government the Cabinet of National Reconciliation. Having some relationship with the clerics of the court, he wanted to introduce himself a Muslim and a supporter of the people. The day when Sharif Emami received the command of being Prime Minister from Mohammad Reza, he had these posts: Speaker of the Senate, the Executive Director of the Pahlavi Foundation with billions of tomans of plundered wealth, Chairman of the Board of Directors of the Mining and Industrial Development Bank of Iran, Vice President of the Red Lion and Sun Organization, a member of the Board of Trustees in 10 great universities of the country, the owner of a large cattle ranch in the country, and the financial partner of a number of great capitalists in Iran. These posts and titles were gained by alienating and detaching himself from the people and the benefit of the country. And now, with such a background, he claimed to have the government of national reconciliation. Nevertheless, this title proved that the other governments of the Pahlavi regime were against the people. Sharif Emami thought that proposing this title for the government would bring relief to the pains of the people, among whom dozens were martyred and wounded in only a few days. In this way, Sharif Emami started the activities of his government hypocritically by taking a number of pretentious measures. So unwisely, he was complying with the requests of the opponents, which belonged to the 1950s. He pretended to be negligent and didn't even think about the goals of Imam and the people and their determination to achieve a government based on the rules of Islam and justice. Sharif Emami said he would grant so many privileges that the opponents would have no excuse for objecting.
این عرض مرا به حضور شاهنشاه برسانید. بذار دستور بفرمایید مرا. خب ممکنه من مصالح مملکت رو در نظر نگرفته باشم. من حاضر فدای ملت بشم. بهایی ها رو دور کنید. این همه بدبختی ما از بهایی ها. بگید هویدا را محاکمه کنید. روحانی را محاکمه کنید. تا این کارها را نکند ملت از جوش و خروش باز نمی‌شود.
Sharif Emami prepared his notes based on the controversies of the members of the parliament.
مبارزه کنید باید مبانی مذهبی ما رو تقویت کنید.
لغو سالنامه و تاریخ کشور از 2537 شاهنشاهی به سال 1357 هجری شمسی. سال ایران باید اسلامیزه بشه.
و دینی در کشور ما چه بود؟ افزایش قمارخانه ها بود. مشروب فروشی ها مثل قارچ در این سرزمین ما.
تعطیلی کازینو ها و قمارخانه ها و مشروب فروشی ها در سراسر کشور. تندروهای مذهبی از این اقدام خوشحال خواهند شد. افزایش حقوق کارمندان دولت از همراهی با انقلابیون جلوگیری بشه.
آقای شریف رامین نترسید.
Writing down the speeches of the members of the parliament didn't come to an end for him.
مگر ما چی می‌خواستیم بگیم؟ من یه قسمت از صحبتم رو خواندنی ها چاپ کرد بخونید. مگه چی می‌خواستیم بگیم؟ می‌خواستیم اون چیزهایی رو بگیم که شریف امامی با شهامت تو برنامه‌اش نوشته. شاه ایران نگهدار.
He couldn't comprehend that during the downfall of a government, granting privileges is like oil poured onto fire. However, what proved that the national reconciliation was a mere deceit and a devious method was the event that occurred on Friday, September 8, 1978.